Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. He's an estate and tax planning attorney, and I almost say kind of a Bible teacher.
Thank you.
You really like to discuss scripture and the biblical foundations of everything you do.
I do.
And that is definitely something you are bringing out in your workshops. And you have another workshop coming up here soon. We'll talk about more about that in a moment. But how come you felt the need to kind of reemphasize the biblical foundations in your workshops?
Yeah, and thank you. We have revamped our workshops. And one of the main reasons that I've taken this approach is because I find that many Christians kind of segregate their lives of Christianity. So they go to church to get built up in their Christianity, but then they go and search for a different answer, for a different solution, a different issue out in the world. So we start Googling stuff. And so what I have become so ingrained in my identities as a man of God and as an estate planner that I'm really not sure I could actually separate those anymore. Mm. And so my passion, my heart is to educate the body of Christ. What is this thing called estate planning? And why is it not just a legal good idea, but actually a biblical mandate? And so we want to take a time and look through the foundation of scripture of these different ideas that we're supposed to be discussing in estate planning. So whether it's wills, trusts, power of attorneys, about incapacitation, about passing away, about leaving a legacy, right? This is called the Legacy and Faith Show. There's a reason for it. It's because we need to blend these two ideas and not segregate them. So we have now revamped our workshop session, and it's a workshop, not a seminar, workshop, because we're actually going to take time and work through some ideas. Our goal in the workshop is to give you some tools and some things to chew on and think about and actually get you started out of the gate with building a new perspective and vision for your estate plan and what does it mean to leave a legacy to your family. And so it's a workshop. It's a working environment so that you can receive wisdom and start working on some of the tools that we're going to give you.
And this is for anyone, not just people who've got a lot of money, but maybe people who don't think that they're particularly wealthy. Because you always bring out, too, estate plan isn't just about what to do with your stuff. It's kind of what to do with you and
Correct.
While you're still alive and, you know, kind of the later years of your life, how you're going to be taken care of. Those things need to be determined ahead of time if you can.
That's right. Yeah. And many people think, well, I'm married, so my wife will just, you know, instruct the doctors. But you know, that's fine and dandy until your spouse stands up and says, no, my husband would not want that. And then the doctors are going to turn to you and go, okay, show us the legal documents that you have the authority to stop us based upon what we believe is in our patient's best interest. Mm. So they're only marching down a way that they believe is in someone's best interest. They're not trying to throw monkey wrenches in. But if there is a strong desire, even a spouse needs legal documentation that they are empowered to make medical and financial decisions when a spouse cannot. And so then how much more if you don't have a spouse? How much more if you are single? Who is going to be the next person or who is going to be the person to assist you during any transition time in your life, whether it's a illness that you've been struggling with and this was anticipated or whether it's something that comes out of the blue like a car accident. Mm. We need to be prepared because we don't have a crystal ball. That's not how this thing works. So therefore, the biblical encouragement is get wisdom. In other words, take a step of action. Be prepared for yourself and for your family. So yes, everyone needs to do estate planning. And in the workshop as well, we'll talk about ideas of what does it mean if you don't have very very strong finances? What happens if you needed long-term care assistance? Are there things that we can do to prepare someone to position them so that they can receive Medicaid assistance? And are there things that we can legally do to assist somebody that is better than just hoping it works? And the answer is absolutely yes. And the workshop will discuss some of those things. Or the opposite. What if you've been blessed with a lot? And how do we ensure that you are not going to have to pay unnecessary taxes? I don't know about anyone else out there, but I pay enough taxes and I'm happy to do so. I really am. I'm happy to pay my taxes, but I'm not going to pay taxes that I don't have to. So I just don't write a check to the federal government or to Washington State for fun. It's because it is what I am required to do as a citizen of this phenomenal nation and of this state. And so therefore, I'm happy to pay my taxes and contribute, but I don't want to pay unnecessary taxes. And so there will be portions of this workshop that talk about how do we mitigate and make sure that within strong legal structures, we are not paying undue taxes.
And there's a lot of that goes on.
There's
people pay way too much taxes that they didn't need to pay.
I have multiple estates a year that come to me from out of the public, typically not my clients, but come out of the public, and they are not ready. They have no idea that they have to write Washington State a rather massive check. And so, but all of that can be mitigated. We don't have to pay taxes usually. There are ways to mitigate and even completely eliminate estate taxes. And it's perfectly legal, but it depends on what your values are. So these concepts, so whether it doesn't matter whether you don't have much or whether you have a lot or whether you find yourself right in between, all of these different scenarios are going to be discussed in our workshop, A Biblical Foundation to Estate Planning. And we're not only going to talk about the legal issues, but we're going to be talking about the foundation biblical scriptures that set these ideas up so that as believers, we can see our marching orders and the direction that God has already told us to take. And so we want to just simply build wisdom in the workshop and also make it a time where it is a working environment and we start moving forward with these concepts, not just learn, but actually take steps and move forward with what we have learned. Learning is great, but it does us no good unless we're going to actually implement. Faith without works is dead. Why? Because we're not supposed to just sit around and learn about faith. We're supposed to implement faith. And then it gives faith the charge to begin to operate, and we begin to see what our faith can produce when we're in motion with it, not when we just learn about it. So we have to do the same thing with our workshop, which is how do we put estate planning in motion so that it will actually function when we need to use it?
Well, so there are biblical reasons why maybe a will and a trust are different, maybe why a trust may be better than a will. Really, there's a biblical foundation for that question?
Well, there really is.
Okay.
Yes. And
not just because you like to do trusts.
No,
but you
no.
believe it's a much better way to control things.
Well, it is, and it's not just about control. It's really setting up protection for those that we
sure.
leave behind. And so, yes, we were talking about earlier that. You know, if we use a simple will, but we have a beneficiary who has addiction issues or just has no concept of managing money, well, we may need to put some controls around what we leave an individual for their own protection, for their own benefit, because they don't have the skill set. Look, not everyone has the skill set to manage money. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means they don't have the skill set. There's many things that I don't have the skill set for. You don't want me to be building the bridges over I-5. Trust me, I don't have the skill set. And so therefore, it doesn't mean that I'm a bad attorney or I'm a bad person because I don't have engineering skill sets. Well, not everyone has financial skill sets. It doesn't mean that they're bad, wrong, or indifferent. It just is. And so oftentimes we need to ensure that wealth or any amount of money passes to that individual with some assistance around them. So it doesn't have to be control, but it can set up somebody in a far superior way. And so is it God's passion to protect you? As a matter of fact, we could go through scripture and find over and over and over that God's passion is to protect you. As a matter of fact, Psalms 91, I'm pulling this off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me, but maybe a scripture that over the past many weeks with the flu season that has been ramping up and all of kind of the fear mongering that's been going on with the word coronavirus, but yet the simple flu still kills more people than the coronavirus. Oh, yeah. And so maybe one of the scriptures that you have turned to, which I hope you have in this time, is Psalms 91, because it definitively tells us that in a time like this, that no pestilence will come against us, that we will have a protection. So if we are to demonstrate the beauty and the character of God, then are we not to protect those that we love? And as a matter of fact, 1 Timothy 5:8, but if you do not provide for your own household and specifically for those of your household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So let me ask you, if we look at that scripture and we think about estate planning, can this scripture apply to estate planning? Undeniable. So are there ways that we need to provide for and protect those that we leave behind? And the answer, in my humble opinion, is yes. And so I find a scriptural basis to ensure that we protect individuals when we leave them whatever we have left over. And again, it doesn't matter if it's $100,000 or $100 million. There are protections that we need to pass on to the next generation and begin to prepare them. And so I don't want to be the one facing God and say, so if I found out that I didn't protect my family quite the way that I should have because I didn't have the wisdom, I didn't seek after it. And so therefore, I didn't consider in advance. As a matter of fact, do you know that word in 1 Timothy 5:8 says, but if anyone does not provide for their own, that word provide means to consider in advance and to look out in advance for those that are under your care. In other words, we're to maintain and assist. 1 Timothy tells us we need to do estate planning. And I don't think that that's a twist or a stretch on this scripture at all. Hmm. And so therefore, yes, there is a strong biblical foundation for estate planning and to ensure that we utilize the proper tool in estate planning, whether it's a will or a trust. Well, I don't know that yet because I don't know you. But the workshop is the starting point to gain this wisdom.
Okay, so when is this workshop happening?
So it is coming up on April 15th. Why not have it on tax day? You got your taxes done, so you might as well do your estate planning all in one fell swoop. And so so no need to procrastinate. We only do this workshop once a quarter. So this is it. Once April 15th is done, we're not going to be having one the next week or within the next month. It takes another 3 months for us to get back. I encourage you to not procrastinate. Head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com, and there's opportunities for you to register for our upcoming workshop, A Biblical Foundation for Estate Planning, on April 15th from 7 to 9 o'clock, and it'll be hosted at my law office in Linwood. But for those who don't want to travel or are a little bit further away, we have an online a webinar simultaneously. So we're going to be webcasting it, and you can select either option. Great. Come and hang out with us, ask questions, or there's a webinar opportunity.
LegacyandFaith.com for more details. Back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. I want to invite you out to our newest workshop, A Biblical Foundation to Estate Planning. It's happening at our law office on April 15th. You can attend in person or you have an online streaming option. You can head over to our website to register for either in person or online. Our website is legacyandfaith.com to attend our April 15th A Biblical Foundation to Estate Planning. That's legacyandfaith.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Well, I'm with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show this week, looking at the Biblical Foundations for Estate Planning workshop coming up soon here, April 15th. We'll discuss that a little bit more here in just a moment, but you felt the need to re-emphasize the biblical foundations for estate planning during your workshops. And
absolutely,
these workshops are for everybody, not just people with lots of money, but people maybe who are just getting started.
Yeah, and boy, that's a great insight as well. If you are a younger family, you have young children, boy, just as important in your 30s to ensure the safety of your family, make sure that your children have guardianships. Make sure that you have the appropriate power of attorneys around you, and to make sure that your spouse is taken care of. And we look at the whole estate. And so, no, I'm not a financial advisor. In other words, I don't do the investing, but we look at the whole estate to say, how can we make your estate better to operate with what your full vision is? And so that is a part of our job, to make sure that we have the right tools in the right place to accomplish your full vision should something happen to you, whether it's incapacitation or disability for a short period of time or permanently, or whether it is that you've gone on to see your Savior face to face, then how do we make sure that your estate is structured to be passed to those that you leave behind? But the biblical foundation is going to be very front and center. In the past, I really have not done that, Mark, in my
you do
seminars.
It a lot on the show.
I do, and maybe the show over the past couple of years has given me a greater confidence, has given me the greater step that says, you know what, this is really who I am, and so why am I going to hide the eight ball any longer? And so, yeah, it is a step of faith even for me to say, this is what my firm is going to be about. We are going to openly and upfront say, there is a biblical foundation for estate planning. Come and learn about it. And so you mentioned it, a biblical foundation for estate planning. That is exactly what this is going to be. It is going to be taking our firm belief and the foundation of who we are as individuals in Christ Jesus, and it is going to blend strong legal concepts to ensure that these are not segregated ideas, but they are blended ideas, so that we can accomplish what God's purposes are for ourselves and for our family.
So specific questions, legal questions like probate, power of attorney, some of these terms we hear a lot.
Right. Wills, trusts.
There's biblical reasons for all of these.
Absolutely.
Maybe the term that is to use too is wise ways to do this.
Yes, very good. And I like that distinction. Mm-hmm. I think that there is biblical foundation for them, but it is just simply wisdom. There's a reason that Washington law has an entire section of law devoted to this topic. It's because, number one, people don't do it. And number two, there has to be something set in motion should someone die without any voice. And so I've mentioned in the past, if you don't do estate planning, it doesn't mean Washington takes it all. It just simply means we're going to use Washington law to determine what does happen, which, by the way, may not be what you wanted.
Yeah.
And so the call to action is we need to use your voice, whether you have a lot or a little. There are things that we can do to protect you during your lifetime and protect your heirs and those that you love in using both strong biblical foundations and strong legal premises together.
And you've mentioned before on other shows, too, that about half of the population has no plan,
correct,
either a will or a trust.
Yeah,
and that's not just that's Christians and non-Christians.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is a stat across the board. Mm. And by the way, that statistic that you're quoting is relevant to individuals who are 65 and older.
Mm. Wow.
Which you would think that if you've hit 65 and you've retired, that you understand that life is getting shorter and shorter day by day, and so you would have a greater sense of call to action. But yet, half of Americans still don't want to do this. Half of Americans still don't either want to look at their mortality, don't want to discuss it, don't believe they have enough to discuss it. But yet, I am going to tell you that the workshop that we have addresses both of these dichotomies. They address what happens if you don't have very much, and they address what happens if you have a lot. So and obviously right in, you know, everyone in between. So the workshop is not for the rich and famous, and it's not for just the impoverished. It is for everybody because everyone needs to do estate planning. My passion is to educate the body of Christ of why this is so important. That's why I'm on this radio show.
Well, there you go.
On this radio station.
I think that one of the things that I've really learned from you last few years talking is not just about assets, but the greatest asset, which is you, and what to do while you're maybe still alive, and the power of attorney issues. I mean, you never even think of those as being part of an estate plan, but they very much are.
Mark, this is very scary because now you're starting to sound like me. I mean, I don't know if this is okay, but you are 100% correct. Your greatest asset is you. That is the starting point of all estate planning. And it is so quickly overlooked by a majority of what I see in the marketplace. In other words, what I see for a power of attorneys is that they're just simple fill-in-the-blank documents. They're templated documents. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, most estate plans I see are templated. Mm. And let me say that. We don't use templates. We use strategic documents that are created for you and your family, because I guarantee you that you and your family have different dynamics. You have different sets of finances. You have different assets. You have different values than your neighbor next door. And so my question is, how can one document fulfill all of those different moving parts? So if you have different assets, your children are different. Maybe you have children that are great. Maybe you have children that are struggling. And maybe you have one of each. I don't know. But the whole point is that how can a templated document match the diversity that we see in our culture? Different cultural values, different spiritual values. Heck, we could say we're Christians, and yet I guarantee you, in my experience, one Christian has a different set of values than a different Christian, and yet we share the same written word and the same Savior. And so how is my one template document going to satisfy both of those different sets of value? And the answer is it can't. So we can't just use simple templates. We can't just go to the internet and pull something off of whatever internet site you think you found. It's not going to work. It is going to be better than nothing. So I'm sorry I even have to say that, but someone out there is going to say, yeah, but come on, Paul, isn't it better than nothing? okay, I might give you that, but I would have to see the document in order to concur that it's better than nothing. So, yes, at least you've used your voice to some degree. But the template you get from a do-it-yourself is a shadow of what we can do for you so that we ensure that your biblical values align with your vision for your family. And again, it doesn't matter if you have a lot, doesn't matter if you have a little. The workshop is intended to bring you in to give you wisdom, not to sell you something. And as a matter of fact, not just not sell you something, but actually work with you to start developing your value system of what you want to see happen for your family. We want you to walk out of our session with things in hand that give you some excitement and some motivation to actually take the journey with us. And so that's the real goal of the workshop. And that next workshop is coming up on April 15th, and it's being hosted at our Linwood office. It's from 7 to 9 p.m., so get you off work, get a little food in your stomach, come and hang out with us for a couple of hours. And if Linwood is not convenient for you to travel to, then we have a streaming option. So you can head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com, and you can sign up for our April 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. Workshop session. And there will be an opportunity for you to say, I want to attend in person. I want to hang out with you and ask questions. Or there's a live streaming option to where you don't even have to leave your home for it.
So obviously you need to know that one in advance. If people want to attend in person, you want people to register.
Yes. Yeah. So both of them require registration, okay, which is why I'm having you go over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. And it's coming up on April 15th. And I'm excited for this. I'm really excited that we've revamped this and that it's going to be a biblical approach to estate planning.
Okay, legacyandfaith.com for more details. Always great information with Paul Grant, estate and tax planning attorney, the Legacy and Faith Show here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.